Blog Talk Radio.
My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life, live your life.
It's your boy Lil Diggs, man. Chi-Town's best.
Welcome to the show. Can I play a play? Your boy, Pretty Tony,
is in the building. You know what I mean? We come to you live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come through here and represent for just about everybody. You know what I mean? Can a player play is all about love. And on that note, let me take a moment to introduce my my esteemed colleague, Hey Diddy Esquire.
Hey, welcome everybody to the show, man. You sound like a little sluggish there, man. You need to like pep it up your voice, man. You know, you like you sound like I sound sometimes.
Wow.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Also, let me take this moment to introduce the lady of the show, Lady Joy.
I'm here, babies. And how's everybody doing today? Hey.
After the day, I'm going to be publicly known as the Don of Vaina.
Okay. You are the only one to do that.
I need to catch that again, please. You're going to be known as of today publicly as?
Yeah, the Don of Vaina. You know, I just been inducted into the Culinary Hall of Fame. We're the only company that manufacture chili fried Vaina sausage. We're the only company.
I think it's a Hall of Fame.
No. See, you don't know. You're not gonna mess up my little award now.
Work it, baby.
Yeah.
So,
work your Vaina sausage.
So let me make sure that we need to refer to you as Don Vaina.
I'm the Don of Vaina.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm gonna still call you K Diddy. Because I can't go there.
Diddy's wife has changed her public image. Don of Vaina is his new title.
He's gone from the weenie to the sausage.
Well, see, you just don't know. See, you have not tried our crab fried Vaina sausage yet.
You ain't either. Crab fried Vaina sausage. Like I said,
you haven't tried our Vaina sausage.
From the weenie to the sausage.
Smothered
okay.
In collard greens. You haven't tried them yet.
Okay. Probably won't.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the show, everybody. We come through here every Sunday. We represent, share our thoughts, our feelings, our opinions, our issues, whatever. You know, we bring it all to the table because we get on this show and it's a real life discussion of all things about life. This week's show is called Count Your Blessings. Life is Fragile. You know, we sit around arguing about stupid things, nitpicking. Let life just pass by until something critical or something tragic happens and it snaps us back to reality to realize how truly fragile life is. And I also want to take a moment to shout out a friend of mine who just went through some serious surgery down there in the hospital in Loma Linda, California. Mr. Fernandez, our thoughts and prayers are with you, sir. And we wish you a speedy recovery and Godspeed to you and your wife as she stands by your side, sir. So, Godspeed. We go through life, and I like to call it our Superman or Superwoman complex. When we're in good health, we get up every day, and we just go through the day, and we find the stupidest thing to argue about or the stupidest thing to get involved in, and we don't take time to acknowledge each other. We don't take time to love each other in the simple moments, for the simple times that we spend together and we bond as a couple, as a family, as a friend, as a business partner. We never take the time to look at somebody and be like, you know what, I appreciate you. I really do for what you do for me. We just take things for granted that tomorrow is going to come. Suppose tomorrow never comes. You understand what I'm saying? Suppose tomorrow never comes. K. Diddy, run with that one for me.
You know, and a lot of times tomorrow don't come, and you have a lot of people feeling sorry for things that they didn't say, and they feel that they should have said, and, you know, it's too late then. You know, you have an unfulfilled void for the rest of your life. You know, so, you know, we should all live today like it's the rest of our life, and, you know, take that few minutes to tell the ones, the loved ones that we have here now, that we appreciate them and care for them. And, you know, check that man in the mirror every now and then, you know, because we do find more flaws and more fault in people instead of looking for the good.
You're right about that, bro.
You know, so my thoughts on that one, you know, that's
it. You never know how long you're here for.
You just don't know, you know. But we are here for a reason. You know, I always say that we're here for more than just stepping on ants every day. So we need to try to find out what our reason, what our purpose, what our calling is, and try to excel with that, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I, you know, that's one of the things on this small platform that we have here on Channel Player Play. We come every Sunday, and we try to present things to you. And even when we got our own issues, we present the issues to you, because sometimes the topic of the show is of a personal nature. But it is still life unfolding each and every day with us, around us, and through us.
Mm.
And you cannot spend your life constantly engaged in bullshit.
Hmm.
My chocolate brothers and sisters, my Latino brothers and sisters, my Caucasian brothers and sisters, my Asian brothers and sisters, life at best is a short walk. In the grand scheme of time, even if you live to be 100, in the sands of time, that is but a grain. What will your life be attested to? I have this joke, and it is a joke to me, that I say all the time to people, that a lot of times when you ask somebody, so what was your daddy about? My daddy sure could drink. That was the legacy you left behind. That was it. That's the first thing that somebody could roll off their tongue when you ask them, what was your daddy or mama about? My mama could sure party her butt off. That is the testimony of your life?
That's what you want to be remembered as?
That's very sad.
You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, until something tragic happens, until something critical happens, we don't take the time to understand that every moment is not your moment. Sometimes it's the next person's moment, and you're supposed to be supportive and loving. Because nobody is right all the time, even though we all want to believe that, you know, oh, yeah, I know. No, nobody is right all the time. Sometimes somebody needs a kind word from you, your child, your significant other, your brother, your mother, your sister. Yes, even our parents need a kind word from us sometimes, because they too are human and they've been through some shit. You understand what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what today's show is about, counting your blessings. Life is fragile. Taking a moment to see beyond your damn shoelaces and make an impact on somebody else. Make an impact on somebody else, ladies and gentlemen. Show somebody else some love. If you haven't told your significant other, even though y'all probably had an argument yesterday or this morning, hell, 2 minutes before you're listening to Can a Player Play, take a moment when we get off the air just to be like, you know what? I can't stand you right now, but I love you. I'm just mad at you. Sometimes set your own personal bitterness aside for the betterment of those around you, of the relationship around you, the friendship around you. Some of us need to reevaluate what friendship and love and family and stuff of that nature means to us. But we wait till a funeral to be shed and tears. Somebody, Lord Jesus, Lord, Lord, Lord. Knowing that you hadn't called that person in 6 months or a year because you were mad.
Take me, Lord, not them.
Yes, as you get to the funeral, and you have so many wonderful things to say about the person, but in life, you never told this person any of these wonderful things. That's what we're talking about, man. Taking it all in stride. The fact that you got up this morning and I'm able to hold this conversation with you is a blessing to me. The fact that I'm able to hear Lady Joy and K. Gideon on the other line is a blessing to me. Somebody woke up with a stroke this morning, went to sleep last night just fine.
Or didn't wake up at all.
Woke up this morning with a stroke. Some people didn't wake up at all this morning. Life is fleeting at best, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm on my pulpit today. Stop taking these things for granted. We sit around and nitpick each other, and somewhere we lose the essence of why we're even together, why we're even a family, why we're even friends, why we're even engaged in this business together that we built from scratch when we didn't have nothing but a doggone phone line in the corner of an empty ass room, and people call for orders, and we used to have to delay them till the orders come in to ship it out. But because the business is up and running now, and there's desks in the office, and the phone is ringing, I can't tell the last time I looked at you and be like, yo, dog, we made it. I appreciate you.
Nah, it's too much like right.
Well, it's time, and once in the theme of Black History Month, it is always the right time to do the right thing. The words of Mr. Martin Luther King. It is always the right time to do the right thing.
You're right.
Lately, I've been taking time. Cornel West has been having a profound effect on my life of late. Because Brother West is a new voice of trying to get us to understand our place in this very moment, in this very time, in this very history that we have unfolding before us. Too many of my brothers and sisters have been enslaved to alcohol and drugs and materialistic gain and gangbanging and all other manner of bullshit and lose their life in a haze of weed smoke or some other drug. We are slowly being taken off the face of this planet, and we're not only the hand that's helping it happen, we are the main participants in our own doggone genocide.
Speaking, bruh.
But beyond our genocide, love has become bad word now. When the word love is like, you know, hate and bullshit and negativity and gossiping and getting involved in people's affairs and ain't minding your own has become the mainstay. But when you use the word like, I love that person, don't nobody want to talk about love right now. Why? Why should we not talk about love in this very moment? Why has
and right
the word
now,
love become so
right
foul?
Now, right now, Tony, with the way that things are going on in the world, it is so needed. Look at what's going on in other countries. Look what's going on in Wisconsin. And we just totally need that right now. But that is not in the forefront of anybody's mind. You know, what the forefront is like what they're not getting, what's not going on for them. People are suffering, and the government is not seeing it. They're seeing it, but they're not acknowledging it. And that's what's making a lot of people upset in all the countries, everywhere around the world, not just here, but everywhere. Bahrain, everywhere. You know, our own state, Wisconsin. And nobody's thinking about love right now. They're thinking about survival. Love will be like, okay, well, you know, let me make this house payment so I can stay in my house and not be homeless. You know, then I'll think about something else. So it's hard on a lot of folks right now to think about anything but what's going on around them.
Yeah,
you know?
it's hard, but the flip side of that is when you get put out of your house, if I don't love you, you can't come stay with me either.
Exactly.
So the only reason that I would let you come stay with me would be out of love.
Now, there are those who always say, well, we're supposed to
without
limitations. I'm not
one of these fools.
I love limitations. I'll help you get out. And I'm going to be like, look, I know you're going through some rough times, so tell you what, come stay with me for 30 days so you can navigate what you got going on. I ain't gonna come tell you stay with me permanently, because then you're gonna get too damn comfortable in my damn house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when Tony says you 30 days, I'm letting you know, get your ass in there and get to find something. Now, after the 30 days, if I see you trying and something didn't come through, of course I'm gonna extend courtesy to you. Like, you can stay a little while longer. But I'm not giving you no damn blank check, because once again, people wanna take advantage. So you can't love without limitations. We have to love with limitations, because people do take advantage of us. So I'm not going to tell you, oh, you can just come stay with me and leave it. Now, I'm letting you know you want thin ice, but I'm going to still take you in, because I ain't going to want you to suffer, but I'm letting you know, yo, you got 30 days. I may not need it, but I'm letting it stick in your head to let you know you got 30 days to get your dish together. Now, after the 30 days, if I see you really trying and nothing ain't come through, of course I'm going to be like, you're good for another 30. But I'm letting you know, you on our clock. Because sometimes, because of love, and that's what love, a lot of people are going to say when they check the archives and as they're listening to me out there in internet land, well, you know, I tried to love my brother, and he moved in and told me a week, and it ended up being a year. That's your fault. Can't nobody move in on Tony for no year when I told you a week. I might turn the week into a month or two. But you ain't moving in and just posting up. I come home, you're eating popcorn and stuff, just chilling while I've been out busting my ass.
I heard that.
You don't love him that much, huh?
No, nobody gets that kind of love. Okay.
So, Pretty Tony is not one of these fools who are going to tell you about love without limitations. Yeah, you got to love with limitations because people take advantage of you.
Yeah.
If we're in a relationship and I'm doing okay and you're not doing okay, if we are engaged in a relationship, it's incumbent on me to extend love and support and encouragement to you to help you move forward from this point that you're at. Because I would expect the same from you as far as reciprocation. And even that comes with limitations because I'm going to be sympathetic for a period of time, then I'm going to have to give you some tough love for a period of time, and then I'm going to give you some soft love for a period of time, but I'm going to give it to you in doses. I'm not going to cover your ass forever.
Please wait. I will be with you shortly.
Okay.
So once again, it's about being blessed and sharing your blessings with others, but we have been encouraged. They have systematically put selfishness in us. And at first, it was a racial thing. Now it's gone beyond
Please
that.
Please wait. I will be with you shortly.
Not. And the haves don't want us to have ish, because trust me, the rich are getting super richer, and they got the rest of us dying here scrounging for the crumbs, hating each other. They ain't putting no limitations on themselves. Even that stuff they up there talking about in Wisconsin that Lady Joy brought up, that ain't affecting the wealthy. Do you think it's affecting those politicians who are trying to shove it down these people's throats? No. Mm. It's affecting the normal, everyday Tom, Dick, Harry, Sally, and Sue, because when they leave that congressional building, they're going home to their mansions, homie.
Hmm. Can I get an amen on
that?
At
table that night, they smoking Cuban cigars. Oh, yeah, we're going to pass this amendment right here. We're going to, you know, the health care is out of control. Oh, but you got an A1 health care, don't you? That our taxpaying dollars paying for, by the way, but you cutting ours, right? Because the budget out of control. I ain't hear nobody up there in Capitol Hill pass no amendment or in any state legislator to say, you know what, we need to cut our salaries and we need to cut some of the benefits we got.
Our bills more, okay.
They on TV and radio riling up their fan base and their support base get out here and protest these cuts because we're going bankrupt. Well, how come I ain't heard one person up there on Capitol Hill or any other state legislator say, you know what, our salaries are too damn high for the taxpayers people right now?
And you're not going to hear that either, bro.
We need to lead by example. We need to cut this here federal health insurance, which, by the way, you know, if we have health insurance, we can't go state to state with it. So with theirs, no matter where they are covered. They call it the Cadillac of health insurances. That's what they got. People, wake up and do your homework. But once again, they got us nitpicking with each other. Tea Party, Republican, Democrat, yada, yada. No, they are drawing these boundaries for personal gain. They don't feel the pressures of anything we're feeling. I dare somebody, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put this out there to all my listeners in the archives and stuff. I dare one of y'all to email me and tell me one congressman or one state senator that had their house repossessed. I challenge
anybody. Look for a big fat zero on that one, okay?
I challenge anybody to send me an email and say this senator from such and such state had their house and cars repossessed and had to file bankruptcy. Last I checked, all them folks up there, they came in broke and left millionaires.
I know one thing, they creating a race of superhuman beings because there's a whole bunch of people out here right now that can't afford to get sick.
Okay. I like that.
Ain't that a damn shame, man? We're going to talk about world events, but I want to talk about stuff affecting us right here with our blessings. I don't see nobody protesting when they took our civil rights away with certain acts they incorporated into the Patriot Act. I didn't see nobody protesting. But we were out there protesting health care like it was the end of the world. Health care for all. Wow, really? Seriously? That's what we're protesting? We're not protesting that unemployment is out of control and people out here losing everything and committing suicide and, you know what I mean? But we're protesting health care for all, huh? Interesting. That is the big banner we're carrying. That's what's going to ruin the United States, health care. Not that big corporations pay less tax than individuals. That ain't ruining the United States, right? Or that millionaires, Warren Buffett, and I respect Mr. Buffett for saying this. Mr. Buffett said, I pay less income taxes than my secretary.
So what does that say?
Well, we're protesting health care.
Homeboy that mastered the game. That's what it's saying. He's done mastered the game.
We're being bamboozled once again. We're being separated again. We're being dehumanized again.
Well,
especially in my own race.
It's always been divide and conquer. You know, they throw you a big distraction out there, and while everybody's focused on one thing, they're doing something completely different.
Yeah, to throw you off.
We, in my own race, and I'm talking about everybody when I talk, because everybody knows Pretty Tony got love for each and every race. I live by a simple creed that Al Green taught me, even though I think he was talking about something sexual when he said it, but hey, what do I know? He said, be good to me, and I'll be good to you. I live by that creed. Too many of us, when people bless us, we take it for granted and we take advantage of it. And now the blessings that we're supposed to be sharing with each other are just trying to be hoarded by one sect. As we fight for crumbs, I'm still waiting for all the realtors and real estate executives and a couple Wall Street executives to start going to prison for all the billions they took from us, not just Mr. Bernie Madoff or one or two isolated people. People should have been going to jail by the hundreds and by the thousands for what they have inflicted upon us. But my brothers are in the ghetto losing their life and getting 10 years for having two pieces of crack in their hand. That is just a sin of sins. Oh, you had some weed and some crack on you. Oh, 10 years, brother. That's your third strike. You're going for life. Where are all these things that have flipped us out of billions and trillions of dollars? Nobody don't see the crime that the banks and all these big businesses are admitting that they're sitting on close to $3 trillion and not doing nothing with it while we out here dying. They have even admitted us, but we have gotten so desensitized. We have gotten so blinded and misguided and misled.
And that's seeing the bigger picture.
Blessings with each other that the message has shot right over our head. They are sitting on $3 trillion just because they want to.
Tony, do we have anybody in the chat room or online that want to chat with us? Because I know there's some people out there with some serious opinions about this here.
We have people that are choosing to listen to us, but y'all know the routine.
Got people in the kitchen.
1-2-9-3-5. I see you. You know what I mean? Everybody out there, y'all know the routine. Call in number 646-929-2870. As a matter of fact, I had forgot to start Twittering, so I'm going to start Twittering right now. But if y'all want to listen, we're glad you're tuning in to listen. We're glad you're here.
Press number one on your phone.
I always want to hear from you.
Now, I mean, we're talking about counting your blessings, being kinder to each other, more loving to each other. Stop letting everybody just lead us all down whatever
all
path kind
of
they
ways.
Choose to lead.
Everywhere.
Every which way. Life is for the living, y'all, and I'm going to preach that until the universe calls me home. Because I live by it. I minimalize drama in my life. I minimalize bullshit in my life. Do I have occasional flare-ups? Of course, I'm human.
Yeah.
But some of us seem to seek it. Some of us seem to seek it and thrive on it. A young lady was telling me the other day that when she calls certain people, she has to act like she's down and out. Because if she acts too happy, they say she's acting funny. That was the strangest thing to me.
Wow. So if she was happy, she was acting funny.
Yeah, but if she called with drama, they would just fall right into character. Isn't that crazy?
Seem like the crazy is they normal.
I'm telling you, this is who we are as a people.
Right. And as far as our people are concerned, us with each other, you know, it's like we hate on each other, that crab in the bucket mentality. And we really, really, really need to get past that because, you know, us being black people, we are watched more than any other race in the world because we're like second in command here, okay? And we're being looked at. And we have issues within our own race, light skin, dark skin, this, that, and the other. You know, we have a rainbow coalition. We're all black. And it doesn't matter if you're light skin or if you're dark skin. Other races are looking at us as one. You're still a nigger. You're still black. It doesn't matter if you're light skin or if you're dark skin. And we within ourselves, we really need to come together and embrace what we have. We are blessed.
So
we were here first, you know. And a lot of us don't see that. You know, we don't see that. You know, we're
in my ear. You know, my phone don't cut off.
Okay, we ran all of this. Okay, so embrace what you have been blessed with. Embrace that.
I don't.
Because we are looked at more than any other race.
and they're looking at us and we're killing each other. You know, we just disrespecting each other over some dumb shit. Okay? Can we help that? You know, we all, you know, we grown and stuff. Some of us are growing into our own. Okay? And teach our children, love who you are. You know, whether you're light skin, dark skin, middle skin, whatever. You still are.
Right. Where did you start? You know, I'm a girl.
Rainbow Coalition.
Nobody
else can do that.
Yeah.
Because we are mixed with so many other races.
But
black, it always stands out. That's always going to come through. Okay? No matter what you are mixed with, that blackness is going to come through. So embrace that. And show your children. Okay?
Yeah, right.
So whoever else that don't understand that, look, you know, we this is us. We are running this, whether you realize it or not. Everything else. Look at our president, black president, okay? Understand that. So embrace your blackness, whether you light skin from the lightest light or to
the
darkest dark.
You would have made me lose the bet.
Okay? Negroid, whatever you want to call it.
Blackness,
it is in you. If you got it, embrace that. Because not everybody is blessed with that, and that's a blessing. I don't care what nobody says, that is a blessing. I'm a light-skinned chick myself, okay? And I love my blackness, and people that's even lighter than me to the people that are darkest, the darkest of me. I still consider us all as one. Embrace that. Embrace it. And you know, whether people want to admit it or not, we are running this shit. We
that dog on popcorn down there was good.
Okay,
that,
work with it. Run with it. And
caramel corn.
Be proud of it. And that's how I feel. Okay.
Some of them are
left. All right, Lady Joy was on the phone. Amen. But what we're going to do right here, speaking of spreading the blessings and the love, we're going to take a quick music break.
Okay,
the song comes to you courtesy of World Moving Records. World.
Yeah, so you programmed it there on BET, so you have some performance.
Feel my heart. Kind of doubting themselves, young Latino brother, sister,
know that despite your circumstances right now, once you're chasing things that are bigger than you, it's going to be a little bit of a task, but you got to keep on keeping on. What else you got to do?
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. What else do I got to do? So
you just
got to
keep on pushing and make it happen. You know, put it out there. Let
and
people know what
blessings.
You're doing. Let people know what you
are
doing. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Because if you're shy, you'll never get anywhere. Let people know. You know, put it out there. I'm doing this here. Just like me. I'm doing a play. This is my first one. I don't sing, but they wrote a song for me, and I'm going to sing my heart out. Okay? And I would love for everybody to come see this. It's going to be on BET. It's going to be on in a lot of places. And I appreciate all my sisters and brothers' support, you know, to come and see your girl do her thing. I have never been in a play where I'm doing half the play. Okay?
And we gonna make sure everybody gonna come out and see you. And I want all my Latino brothers and sisters to know that we got some taco flavored vienna sausage for you too.
Oh gosh, yeah, we do that. Okay, we got some vienna taco sausage flavored, all of that. Okay. We got
the
back,
way,
y'all.
We want to make sure. We want to make sure we acknowledge. KG got an award this week. She was entered into the Vienna Sausages Hall of Fame. So we want to make sure that's his accomplishment. You understand what I'm saying? And we not going to downplay it at all. So we want to make sure we put it out there that this was one of his greatest accomplishments. He is officially in the Vienna Sausage Hall of Fame. KG, this is your moment. Thank the good people.
Work it, Rob. Work it.
I've already told people that it's an exceptional award, that, you know, we came up with a product that nobody else on the planet have. But I'm on the next few weeks to come, I'm going to let our listeners know a little bit more and more about this new award and stuff. Right now, we definitely want all our listeners come back and continue to listen to us here on Can a Player Play, and I want to definitely thank all our loyal supporters, and go out and get the book so you know what we're talking about on here, you know.
Right.
Get some edumacation.
As a matter of fact, that is true. Make sure you get a copy of the book, but I just want to encourage especially my young brothers and sisters out there, just read a book, period. Start off with mine, but keep the train going. Read a book.
Right. Once upon a time they said that if you want to hide anything from a black person, they put it between two covers. This is Black History Month, you know. Now it's time that we show and prove everybody wrong. Right now, as Lady George said earlier in the show, you know, we on top of a lot of different fields. You know, we got a first black president. We got the sports thing going on. We got the entertainment thing going on. You know, we got a lot of powerful people in the powerful places. You know, we got a lot
doctors,
of educators,
lawyers, all
a lot
that.
Of educators, a lot of blacks that have contributed so much to the black race, black culture. So, you know, when are we going to wake up? You know, we've been denied a lot of different things. So now we can't have that excuse. We don't have that excuse anymore. You know, we have leaders. There's no reason that we can't do better as a people.
As a matter of fact, I want to make sure I take this time also, since K. Diddy led right into it. One of the things I was going to make sure I touch on today about spreading the blessings. This week, I had the pleasure of being at the Magic Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a lot of times on TV and the media and stuff, they portray us. And, you know, every time you see us, there's something negative going on, something
buffoonery and all of that
trivial
shit.
Yes, there you go. You just said it, buffoonery. But this week, because I've been feeling really down lately, I was at the Magic Show and I saw so many young brothers, not only of the black race, of the Asian, Latino, everybody trying to get it, man. Young brothers who came up with their own hat lines. T-shirt line, shoe line, jeans company, young brothers out there promoting their CDs, brother like myself out there promoting my books, and I felt so proud because they don't talk about that a lot. That there is, you know, maybe the numbers need to be more, but there are some of us out there truly trying to make a change in the image of who and what they portray us as. And I want to shout all those brothers out who I saw trying to get it. Young brothers trying to chase their dreams, you know what I mean, leaving the foolishness behind and trying to get ahead. Or young brothers like myself who made mistakes and trying to turn the ship around, man. So if you look hard enough, if you need inspiration, because a lot of time a lot of young brothers and sisters of various races don't have the motivation or the inspiration to pick themselves up. You might have to look a little harder than most, because I'm sure if you look it up, you can find a million negative things of what we're doing, just popping up on the Internet. But if you dig deep enough, you'll find that there are some of us out here actually trying to do some things, man, that motivate you, to let you know that even though we started at zero, we can still become a hero around this motherfucker.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. I love that.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the young brothers I saw.
And sisters.
I'm trying to get it, man. Trying to do some things, trying to make a mark. And I know it's a struggle, but we over here trying to make the best of what we got, but we can still do it. Just keep it going, man. Just keep it going. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out to all of
them. That's right. Each one teach one.
Each one teach one.
I want to shout out all the brothers and sisters down there right now at All-Star Weekend Networking. That's up for the boy Pretty Tony was unable to make it, but I know a lot of y'all down there trying to get it. A lot of folks are down there just partying. A lot of folks down there actually trying to get it, trying to get on, trying to make that contact, that networking. Do what y'all do, man.
I think
motivate, educate,
piss you off and all of that.
Lady Joy, tell them where they can holler at you at.
You can holler at me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N. Tickets for the play. The play is going to be off the chain. And I'm on Power 88, KCEP, every Saturday from 4 to 6. Check a sister out. I got your shout out. Okay.
And of course, you know, matter of fact, I'm going to let him speak for himself. The Hall of Fame inducted himself. Don Vianna.
Don Vianna.
All right, then. You can always get me at LamontisWorldMovement.com or
ViennaSausage.com.
Absolutely, you could do that too, because we have the only. The only taco fried Vienna sausage, the Vienna sausage based in lobster bisque. We got the crab fried lobster Vienna sausage. We got it all. But that's on a whole nother page. Right now, I ask everybody, go get Who Is She, What Is She, play a step your game up. Because we're going to have some questions for you. We're going to have some prizes
pop
and contests coming up. We're going to have all that stuff coming up. That's right. You know, somebody might win something real nice. So, you know, if you ain't got your book, you need to get it anyway.
Also, let's not forget, you know, we got a compilation album coming real soon, West Coast Bangers Volume 2. I'm getting it in right now. If you think you got what it takes, put my man up in Boston, Lamont, at World Movement. You know what I mean? You never know if we might put you on the album. That's going to be the soundtrack for the whole Playology movement right there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Joy, I want you to send the track over there that you sang and put it in the Pinto that we gave you and send it on over.
Okay. And it's called Bayou Blues, okay? Be looking for it. Bayou Blues, y'all.
Yeah. We can't wait to sell that one.
Okay, bring your ass to the plate, and you're going to see me doing
Blues
live. What?
By Joy LaShine and
right.
her Pinto Baby.
Okay.
And, of course, you know what I mean, yo, sign up online, www.playersuniversitysygu.com to keep up with your boy, Pretty Sony. www.worldmovement.com, autograph copies of the book. You can also send me questions. I answer them personally. You know how we get down on here. We're just trying to do things. 2011 is a year of change.
Tony, before we go, I think we're going to have Dr. Jerry Shannon on the show next week.
Dr. Jerry Shannon, very positive lady out of Los Angeles, California. We're going to be looking forward to talking to her about what she does and her teaching program and stuff of that nature. I want to go out with a sunny song from worldmovement.com. Hey. Who is she? What is she? Available now. Amazon. Holla at your boy, Pretty Tony. Follow me on Twitter. SELASIESON. Selassie I Son. Amen. Spread the blessings around and keep the full of shit for a minute. You feel me?
Okay. And come check your sister out singing.
Oh, honey. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me really, ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone, and the bright days are here. My Sonny won't shine, so sincere. Sonny won't so true, I love you.
Can't complain or explain, you simply flip my game. Like cocaine in my veins, fuck you every day. All up in my brain, unlike that same old train. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. Man, I look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this pain, but ground is still the same. Crossed the mile flame, got blown.
Wow.
one, Chris Brother, you know, right skin dude with the funny nose. Chris Brother. Is that him shooting the ball right there? Wow. Which one is it? That's Chris Brown's brother. Oh, yeah, I remember. He was trying, though.